Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, that's the sound of rock splitting. You're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. And do the rocks keep splitting in Washington, D.C.? It's what we're calling shock and awe. This week's show, shock and awe in D.C., District of Columbia. What is going on? What's happening? Well, there's a new sheriff in town. He's living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Is the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. President Trump is keeping people on their toes and guessing. And wow, would anybody ever thought so much would be done in just a couple of weeks? I mean, did he do more in 2 weeks than Barack Obama did in 8 years? Well, of course, we got a lot of foreign policy to get to. We got a lot of domestic policy to get to. But isn't it refreshing to have a politician who's got elected and starts doing what he said he was going to do? Wow. I mean, we're talking about everything from he's trying to stop Obamacare. He does want to repeal and replace, but he's already signed executive order about Obamacare, trying to help break down that law. What else has he done? Of course, executive order said, we're going to build the wall. After he got his Homeland Security, General Kelly put in place and got confirmed, well, General Kelly says he hopes he can get the wall built in 2 years. So we're talking about not just talking, not trying to get Congress to do it. He said the wall is going to get built and he's going to get started on it now. What else did he do? Well, he's made phone calls and evidently he made some upsetting call when he talked with the Australian president. The Mexican president was going to meet with him and then he wasn't going to meet with him. So Donald Trump is really shock and awe. And is he getting things done? Yes, the American people are seeing someone who is not playing golf every other day, who's actually saying, let's get some things done. He got elected to do a job, and he's doing that job. And the people on the left saying, slow down, go play golf. They are like chickens with their heads cut off, running around, calling everything about everybody that Donald Trump is surrounding himself with as if they're some crazy people. No, Donald Trump has found people who can get things done, unlike so many people we've seen in Washington for decades, maybe forever. What's Donald Trump doing? He's being Donald Trump. He's President Donald Trump. He does have a pen. He can make executive orders. He can work with Congress to get things passed. And he's waiting to get all the confirmations. He's got most of them now. There's still a slowdown by the Democrats. And remember, I did not like Barack Obama. Most Republicans didn't like Barack Obama when he got elected in 2008. But they got his people confirmed because they knew the country had to go to work with a new administration. Now, what's wrong with the Democrats now? Can they not understand that? Well, we're talking about shock and awe. Let me tell you, on the second half of the show, I do have some clips I want to play from the National Prayer Breakfast. Guess what? We learned some things from Donald Trump that the press is not going to really tell you about, but you're going to listen and hear it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Let me tell you, Donald Trump said there's five words that will always touch his heart. What are those five words? You're going to hear them on the second half of the show. Also, in a very, sobering moment, Donald Trump talked about the first combat death and going to Dover Air Force Base. We'll let you hear what he said about that. The news media probably not going to tell you about it, but you're going to hear it here. And there's some other things in his prayer breakfast address, some things about terrorism, some things about how he's going to fight it, some things about for many in the religious audience there, we're glad to hear he talked about the Johnson Amendment. So we're going to play some of his clip on the second half of the show. But right now, what I want to deal with is this shock and awe. What else happened in 2 weeks' time? Well, so much is happening. If you're a conservative, I mean, this is what I felt like having some happy feet and dancing. And this really made the old Beatles song. Take a listen to this. This is what I thought about.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Well, it's good day sunshine. It's like every day. It's like waking up on Christmas morning and to see what gifts the President Trump has left under the tree. I mean, every day there's something that makes you feel good that we got a man who keeps his word. Donald Trump said he's a man of his word. He said that during the week. What else did he do this week? Last couple of weeks? Well, last week he nominated to the Supreme Court a strong conservative Scalia-like justice. And that's on top of, again, talking to leaders around the world and getting to know them better and letting them know America first, his policy of America first. I think I told you last week, if you wonder where Donald Trump is going, if you want to have a compass for the direction of Donald Trump and his administration, go back to the inauguration speech. I believe he spelled it out right there. And that's if you're liberal and you're wondering, where is he going to go next? What's he going to do? How can we understand Donald Trump? Listen to the inauguration speech, not for your ideology, not to get mad at him. Listen to Donald Trump's inauguration speech. Go back to it over this year, next year, maybe 8 more years. Keep going back to the inauguration speech. There you will have a roadmap, a compass, to better understand Donald Trump. For those who just believe he has no plan, no purpose, he's just crazy, he's just a reality show star that's sitting in the White House. You know, the liberals are literally running around like chickens with their head cut off, and they don't have a clue in so many cases. Have you been watching the talk shows? Have you been watching the liberals? Have you seen what's come out of their mind, like Whoopi Goldberg? Whoopi, Whoopi, Whoopi. She said Donald Trump was like the Taliban. Whoopi, women's rights. Have you seen how they take a woman out, the Taliban, and put her in a soccer field with citizens from the whole community around and put a bullet in her head? That's the Taliban. That's the Taliban, Whoopi. Do not get it mistaken. You are a liar to the American people to try to make Trump and the Taliban equal. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Raw. Rude. It is not even close. Get a clue, Whoopi. get a clue. You can get mad at Trump. You got a right to protest. You got a right to call him names. But do not disrespect this country and our people to say that Donald Trump is like the Taliban, when you know good and well the Taliban will put a bullet in the back of a woman's head for the most unserious things. And it's proven. Go watch it. Understand. See what Trump is fighting for. For you, Whoopi. For the American women. For women around the world. Now, let's get back what we're talking about in this 2 weeks of shock and awe. And not only the press was upset, not only the liberals are upset, and everybody from Chuck Schumer to Nancy Pelosi. Then you know when Nancy Pelosi had her, CNN gave her a town hall. Did they ever do that for the minority party when there was like the health care plan when Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid were in charge? And did you ever see a CNN town hall for John Boehner? I don't remember that. Well, I guess that's why during the first press conference, there were some people laughing. Let's play that clip that that Jimmy Kimmel had on his show, the comedian, late night host. But he played some from the Trump, I guess, the first press conference. And it reminds me so much of CNN and what he called CNN. Let's take a listen to that.
Of politics here in the United States. Last night in Chicago, President Obama delivered his Goodbye America speech, and then today, President-elect Trump delivered his Goodbye America speech. This was Trump's first press conference in 6 months, and it went great.
Question.
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization.
Not you. Your organization is terrible.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization is terrible.
Let's ask a question, sir.
Go ahead.
Sir,
quiet.
Can you state,
quiet.
Mr. President-elect,
go ahead. She's asking a question. Don't be rude.
President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically that nobody. No, Mr. President-elect, that's not appropriate.
That was Jim Acosta from CNN trying to ask Trump a question. Trump shut him down. He doesn't like CNN right now, so he's not answering their questions. Who even knew you could do that? I thought you had to. What a press conference this was. It was like a live version of his Twitter account. I realize I've seen more civil exchanges at press conferences for WrestleMania.
Well, that's Jimmy Kimmel before President Trump became president. And there at the end, did you hear Jimmy Kimmel say, "Well, I didn't know you could even do that." There's a lot of things you didn't know a president could do. You just never had President Donald Trump. Well, America better get ready. And the liberals, they'll have a lot of stuff. You know, I just have to say, for these fake news groups like CNN to put out fake news, and so many of the mainstream media, when they called President Trump's executive order to secure our refugees, secure America by checking out the refugees and putting everything on a pause. And then these news groups, mainstream media, Muslim ban. They called it a Muslim ban when you banned people from seven countries, when more than 40 countries that are majority Muslim are not affected. 90% of Muslims around the globe are not affected, and you call it a Muslim ban? That is fake news, folks. And I hope the American people stop listening to fake news. Now, well, who do you listen to? Well, there's a lot of great news organizations. Where does Doc Holliday get his news? I'll tell you, OneNews.com. OneNewsNow.com. They got some great, it's a great news site that the people need to know. I know very well some of the people who work there, OneNewsNow.com, and you'll get the news you need to know about all the bias from the mainstream media. I do listen to Fox News, but even they will turn on some of the statistics. But OneNewsNow.com, listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Like I said, you're going to hear some things from the prayer breakfast speech on the second half of this show. You're not going to hear mainstream media. They're not going to play for it. They played up the thing about Arnold Schwarzenegger in his comment, and we're going to play that for you. But they couldn't even laugh. They're so wound so tight, they were blaming blaming President Trump for something he's making a joke about. Can they not understand a joke? Of course liberals can't, not unless it's a conservative joke they're laughing at. Well, they need to learn to laugh. We like to laugh on this show. We laugh through the Obama administration that it really ripped my gut out, but there's times we had to stand up and talk and fight the what best we could. But there was always moments we could laugh. And let me just say to the liberal media, expect 8 years of this and learn to laugh. Just learn to laugh. Now, this show is moving on so quick. 2 weeks of shock and awe, and if we can't cover it all, folks, just can't cover it all. But we're going to get to what I told you about in the second half of the show, the prayer breakfast that was started by President Eisenhower, and we had President Donald Trump attend, and we'll play some clips. Before we do, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. There's other great shows. Check them out. Go to webtalkradio.net and always put in our RSS feed to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Not only that, we do have the book out that's called The Biblical Case for Israel. I have a chapter in it. Doc Holliday has a chapter in it. Quite a few people who love Israel and the people of Israel have written chapters. I mean, some people say it's an apartheid state. Some of these liberals, some of these have a clue what's going on and call Israel an apartheid state. A great answer to that is in this chapter. Or I should say, the chapter is in the book. Doc Holliday's book is talking about four American blessings for the nation of Israel. We'll talk about four Americans who had a special role in making the nation of Israel not only survive, but be the nation it is today, a successful nation defending itself. So go get the book. Where do you get it? You can go to my website now, and you get there by going to docholliday.org, www.docholliday, holiday of two L's. It's Holliday, docholliday.org. The quickest way to get there is go to the front page of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and you'll see one of my latest books called Bedrock Truths that we've talked about here. But you can click on that book of Bedrock Truths. It'll take you to my website, and there we do have the new book, and it's called The Biblical Case for Israel, a Handbook for Christians. But it helps Christians and anybody to better understand Israel, why it's a special place, the whole situation, the Palestinians. And it's a great book put together by people who love Israel, some Jewish, some Christians, but to help you understand what's going on and why Israel is staying in the news and is going to stay in the news. One of Donald Trump's promises, and is Donald Trump keeping his promises or what? But one of his promises is that he will move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So, wow, it's a timely book, and you can get your copy by going on docholliday.org. Look it up. And now, let's get to the second half of this show. And let me tell you, when Donald Trump said something you won't hear anywhere else, but you're hearing it on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because the mainstream media is not going to tell you, what are the five words that will always touch my heart? That's what Donald Trump said these five words would do. Take a listen to some of the speech there at the prayer breakfast last week, and I'll let you listen to some of it, bring some commentary on it, and let's kick it off right here. President Donald Trump last week at the National Day of Prayer.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be here this morning, and so many faith leaders, very, very important people to me from across our magnificent nation, and so many leaders from all across the globe. Today we continue a tradition begun by President Eisenhower some 64 years ago. This gathering is a testament to the power of faith and is one of the great customs of our nation. And I hope to be here 7 more times with you.
So President Trump is planning ahead. Said he'd hope to be with him 7 more times. Well, let's see what the Democrats, what the liberals would have to say about that. But go ahead, Mr. President.
Thank you as well to Senate Chaplain Barry Black for his moving words. And I don't know, Chaplain, whether or not that's an appointed position. Is that an appointed position? I don't even know if you're Democrat or if you're Republican, but I'm appointing you for another year. The hell with it. And I think it's not even my appointment. It's the Senate's appointment, but we'll talk to them. You're very, your son is here. Your job is very, very secure, okay? Thank you, Barry. Appreciate it very much.
Well, the president did. He was able to insult the Senate by saying he would appoint their chaplain. And then he used a swear word. That's not the way the religious leaders use hell when they use the literal hell when they're talking of hell. But Donald Trump slipped one in there. So here's the president in front of our religious leaders. But go ahead, Mr. President.
Everything is so beautiful about Roma, including her husband, because he's a special, special friend. Mark Burnett, for the wonderful introduction. So true. So true. I said to the agent, I'm sorry. The only thing wrong, I actually got on the phone, fired him myself, because he said, you don't want to do it. It'll never work. It'll never, ever work. You don't want to do it. I said, listen. But I really fired him after it became the number one show. It became so successful. And he wanted a commission, and he didn't want to do the show. That's what I really said. But we had tremendous success on The Apprentice. And when I ran for president, I had to leave the show. That's when I knew for sure I was doing it. And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out. The ratings went right down the tubes. It's been a total disaster. And Mark will never, ever bet against Trump again. And I want to just pray for Arnold, if we can, for those ratings, okay? But we've had an amazing life together the last 14, 15 years, and an outstanding man. And thank you very much for introducing me. Appreciate it. It's a great honor.
Can you say how Trump was having fun talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger and the press just couldn't understand the joke? And they said Trump was so hyped up about his ratings and putting down Schwarzenegger, and the press just didn't understand it. They don't understand President Trump. It's funny watching the press when they can't even take a joke and let the president enjoy himself with a little joking fun. Oh, me. We're going to have it could be a long 7 years for those liberals, and especially those in the press. They after 7 years, most of them still won't get Trump's humor, I bet.
I also want to thank my dear friend, Vice President Mike Pence, who has been incredible. And incredible wife, Karen. And every time I was in a little trouble with something, where they were questioning me, they'd say, but he picked Mike Pence. So he has to know what he's doing. And it's true. He's been, you know, on the scale of 0 to 10, I rate him a 12, okay? So I want to thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But most importantly today, I want to thank the American people. Your faith and prayers have sustained me and inspired me through some very, very tough times. All around America, I have met amazing people whose words of worship and encouragement have been a constant source of strength.
Now get ready. President Trump's about to tell you the five words that will always touch his heart. And you're not going to hear it anywhere else. You better listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics here. Take a listen what really will always touch President Trump's heart. Take a listen.
What I hear most often as I travel the country are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. No one has inspired me more in my travels than the families of the United States military. Men and women who have put their lives on the line every day for their country and their countrymen. I just came back yesterday from Dover Air Force Base to join the family of Chief William Ryan Owens as America's fallen hero was returned home. Very, very sad, but very, very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. His family was there. Incredible family, loved him so much, so devastated. He was so devastated. But the ceremony was amazing. He died in defense of our nation. He gave his life in defense of our people. Our debt to him and our debt to his family is eternal and everlasting. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We will never forget the men and women who wear the uniform. Believe me. Thank you. From generation to generation, their vigilance has kept our liberty alive. Our freedom is won by their sacrifice, and our security has been earned with their sweat and blood and tears. God has blessed this land to give us such incredible heroes and patriots. They are very, very special, and we are going to take care of them. Our soldiers understand that what matters is not party or ideology or creed, but the bonds of loyalty that link us all together as one. America is a nation of believers. In towns all across our land, it's plain to see what we easily forget. So easily we forget this, that the quality of our lives is not defined by our material success, but by our spiritual success.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. The news media won't play that for you. Did you hear? Did you hear what President Trump said? That it's not material success, it's spiritual success. He went on to explain that. And I just think this is so, so big to see the heart of President Trump. Where is he coming from? Why does the press not play this? Why don't they want the American people to hear what he just said about the military, about the soldiers who protect us? And now, what is important in a person's life? What defines success? It's not material success. President Trump just said it's spiritual success. And this is why. Listen to what he said.
I will tell you that, and I tell you that from somebody that has had material success and knows tremendous numbers of people with great material success, the most material success. Many of those people are very, very miserable, unhappy people. And I know a lot of people without that, but they have great families, they have great faith. They don't have money, at least not nearly to the extent, and they're happy. Those, to me, are the successful people, I have to tell you.
Well, President Trump just defined success as spiritual success is what's so meaningful in the American, the life of Americans. And I just wanted to bring that to you. What a fitting way to close this program, this week's program, after we talked about shock and awe. We talked about all the things the president's done in 2 weeks' time. And yet, one of the most meaningful ones, one of the most important things he said is what he just said. What constitutes success in America? It's not material success. Like he said, there's people who have boodles of money, boodles of everything they can buy, and they're not happy on the inside. America's success comes from our spiritual success. Some people would say we're in a spiritual desert, that we are starving ourselves because we won't eat spiritual fruits. The president has just defined where happiness comes from. And you're hearing on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics because the mainstream media, other press outlets, won't tell you about it. And we've had a time of shock and awe in Washington, D.C., in the District of Columbia, with the new president. I expect we'll see more of that. You heard what he said about Mike Pence. They work like a glove on a hand. It is amazing. And to hear Mike Pence, and he's been on several programs, I've heard him, and I believe we got a team that's going to lead America to not only be great again, but to make America the best it's ever been. We've talked about that before on this show. I'm excited that I got to talk to you about shock and awe. I'm excited I got to talk to you and let you listen some from the National Prayer Breakfast. You can go to YouTube and hear the whole lineup. But I do want to say, as we're leaving, closing out this week's show, shock and awe is just the beginning. But the most important thing that you heard, as Doc Holliday's concern, is that success is not material success. It's spiritual success. Getting your life in order where you can laugh, or you can help others, you can be the best you can be. And, you know, when they say about making America great again, and Donald Trump says America first, and people go, oh, that we don't need to, you know, what's he talking about? It's talking about, like, on an airplane, when they tell you if for some reason there's trouble on the plane and the oxygen mask fall down, it says, do not help anyone else put their mask on until you put yours on first. You got to take care to make sure you're alive, you're doing well, and so that you can help your child, you can help others. America must be great again before we can help the other countries of the world the best we're able to do. The potential to help in the world, and Donald Trump helping the American economy, the America be great again, that is what will make the world successful also. When people start understanding that, we can work together and we will make America the best it's ever been. All working together. Let's do it. Next week, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. The rocks continue to fall in Washington, D.C., and we will keep you posted right here. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Don't forget about the new book I got a chapter in called The Biblical Case for Israel, a Christian's Handbook. You can order that by going to the website, docholliday.org. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.